was born ready.
I can honestly say that's the best news I've heard all day.
Joe Torti Show.
Kind of reminded me of a dark, gothic Neil Diamond.
That's like exactly what I'm going for.
This is the Joe Torti Show.
What show are you listening to?
Joe Torti Show.
I'm trying to be patient, but you're making it incredibly difficult.
I can say big loud things. I can be demonstrative.
Can we just end this already?
Now it's time. The Joe Torti Show.
Yes, it is. What is happening, everybody? Flying solo for the rest of the way. It is Joe Torti right here on 97.5 The Fanatic. Great job by Devon Gibbons, as always. Appreciate him sharing the microphone with me this evening. It's you and me for two more hours. Tyler Zulli is producing this evening's show. So thanks, everybody who's called in already. Let's keep the phone calls rolling right away with Lynn in North Jersey. Lynn, you're up next. What's happening?
Hey, how you doing?
Doing great. How are you?
Good, thanks. So I wanted to kind of weigh in on that whole thing you were talking about with being disrespected and kind of liking it and not liking it.
Yes.
I think it's part of it is like that whole thing, no one likes us, we don't care. Like, I feel like we have like this double-edged sword with we simultaneously embrace our bad reputation and hate it. Like, yeah, don't mess with us, but if one idiot does something wrong, that's all the sports media talks about.
Right.
So I think we're kind of okay with not being liked, but we should still be respected. Like, you don't have to like us to respect the fact that we won the Super Bowl.
Yeah, absolutely. And Lynn, you bring up the song, No One Likes Us, We Don't Care. I wonder, and it's a real question, I really wonder how many people don't care that would create a song that says that. You know what I mean?
Well, that's true. Yeah, I mean, I thought it was funny. I liked it. I mean, originally
me too.
Being from Philadelphia, I'm like, well, yeah, because that's what I'm used to. I mean, people were still giving me crap on Super Bowl Sunday. Oh, I hope they don't tear down the city. And then the day after the Super Bowl, I bought my entire office victory pizza and salad, and this one woman was kind of like, oh, well, you're set fire, this is it. And everybody else was looking at her like, really? Like, we just had this lovely lunch, and you're giving her crap.
Right.
And was talking about all this great stuff about Tom Brady, about like two of the biggest Tom Brady haters on the face of the planet.
No.
And it was just like, it was just complete disrespect. And I think it's more, we're okay that we're not liked, but I think, like, the lack of respect is a little bit of the underdog thing, but we still kind of feel like, you know, you respected the Patriots and you talked about them ad nauseum after the Super Bowl, and now you still won't even give us our due, basically.
And Lynn, you bring up a really good point, and thanks for the phone call, because I was thinking about this, too. I don't think it's even necessarily that everyone is a big New England Patriots fan, you know, even outside of New England. I think about it like with the Deflategate stuff and the Spygate stuff and everything else. I would argue that people looked for every opportunity to kind of cut the Patriots down if they weren't Patriots fans. Like, that was the number one team that you would like to see lose. I mean, I don't know. I truly, Dallas is a bad example, but I don't know how it would feel here in Philadelphia if it was a Washington New England Super Bowl, like where the allegiances would come down. I really don't. And we can explore that a little bit more fully later, because, I mean, here's the truth. We need to figure out who we are as a fan base. We've never been in this spot as the supporters of the defending champs. It's completely uncharted territory for us. Let's go to Vinny in West Philly. Vinny, what's happening?
Yo, Joe, what's going on?
How you doing, man?
Hey, am I not mistaken, but didn't Little Shot Rob get benched in the playoffs?
Can you say that again? I'm sorry, you broke up a little bit.
If I'm not mistaken, didn't Little Shot Rob get benched in the playoffs?
Yeah, he had one good game and several bad games.
And then he got benched, right?
Correct, yep.
Absolutely. So how can he even be considered in the top 100?
Well,
that's mind-boggling to me. How can you even be? How can there's no other player that has been benched on that list?
Well, I think it's because of the entire body of work. You know, the fact that he was first team all defense, that he helped a team reach the playoffs, make a big time improvement. I agree with you. In the playoffs, he was a definite liability, for sure.
But, yeah, the big time improvement came when we picked up Ersan Ilyasova and Bell Nugget. That's when we went on the run.
But I just meant year on year, not necessarily like in the season, but like last year's record compared to this past year's record. I mean, it was a big time improvement, and Covington played a role in that.
He had nothing to do with that improvement, in my opinion.
Okay.
If he was sitting on the bench, he'd have still won the same amount of games. I think he won one. In one or two games, he played a factor. He had a streak, a 7-game streak, whatever, in the beginning of the season. But that
was fool's gold. Yeah, we already knew that to begin with.
Yeah, so Robert Covington, I don't want to down him, but not even a top 200 player. Like,
well, I always think these rankings are terrible. Always. Thanks for the phone call, man. Like, there was one that had, was it the NFL top 100? Tyler, you might have been producing this show, actually, where we were talking about how ridiculous Aaron Rodgers' ranking was because he missed the entire season, and they had him ranked like 8th. And I said, that's the only place that you can't have him. He's either the best player in the NFL, or he didn't make a difference on the Packers because he was hurt all year. So to have him at like number 8 is the only place where you can't have Rodgers. These rankings are stupid and make no sense.
Well, and that's a ranking amongst the players, right?
Yeah.
They rank it themselves.
Yep.
So you have to decide, you're right, you have to decide, is he simply the greatest because he's the best quarterback in the league talent-wise, or he didn't help the Packers because he was on the IR for most of the year?
Right. And that's where I try to figure out with these rankings with the NBA, you know, the top players. Robert Covington, I don't know if he hurt the Sixers in the playoffs. He certainly didn't help. He had one really good game and a lot of bad games. But I don't know if he's the reason that they lost. Like, Ben Simmons had 1 point in a game, right? Like, he had 1 point in a playoff game. You didn't have anybody who was capable of locking, and I know that that's Robert Covington's job, you didn't have anybody who was capable of locking down on Jason Tatum. Didn't have anybody who was locking down on anybody, really. Anyone who they had a point guard, Terry Rozier was totally on fire. I get it. I'm not willing to lay all of the blame on Covington for the entire deal. Now, maybe that's, you know, just Robert Covington actually, in a lot of ways, reminds me of like the Nick Foles conversation where you're either pro Covington, like you think that he is criminally underrated, or you're a Robert Covington hater who thinks that he has nothing to contribute to you. And I don't think either of those things are true. I think that in smaller doses, I would say the smaller the dose, the more effective Covington looks. When it's shooting, when it's defending, when it's rebounding, things like that. I think that there are things that he can do, as Devon puts it, winning stuff. J.J. Redick was number 62. Dario Saric is number 54. I'm not sure. That was the only thing that I had. I'm not sure about having Dario Saric rated behind Robert Covington in the top 100. But by a lot of different metrics and a lot of people who suggest Robert Covington's among the best defenders in the NBA, he's really good off the ball. He's good, or let's say average on the ball. But he's good at blocking shots on the weak side, got deflections, passing lanes, all that kind of stuff. However, I get the beef. I understand that looking at a guy and saying, you know, 13 points a game, 5 rebounds a game, and a steal and a half, you know, that's a guy who's the 48th best player in the NBA? Or is it that he had the 48th best season in the NBA? I don't know. And that's where this whole conversation and discussion comes in. By the way, for the record, I'm going to say it. I've said it before. Just because I think the Robert Covington's a useful player, that's not a championship-level starting wing. It didn't work out for Paul George, didn't work out for Kawhi Leonard, whoever. You just keep going down the list until you get that guy. Because that's what you need. You need an upgrade at the most important position. 610-632-0975 is your phone number to join the conversation. Also, this just went final. So if you were watching this, we've got to talk about this. The Phillies, I don't know how you could say it in any other terms than this. After being deflated yesterday, right? Because yesterday just kind of felt like the last nail in the playoff coffin. I'm not trying to say this is an indictment of any of the players or the manager or anyone else. Just from the looks of the appearance on TV, this team looked like they just had no fight today. It looked like they are finally, wearily ready to understand that they're not a playoff team, and they're almost ready to go quietly into the night here. Slipping down to 74 and 71. Aaron Nola, even Aaron Nola was mortal today. Five innings pitched, six hits, four earned runs, walked a guy, struck out five. It's a good start. It's not an Aaron Nola start. In terms of the offense, there wasn't a ton. You saw the big fly from J.P. Crawford, who had, this is ridiculous, J.P. Crawford comes into the lineup, has three hits. But no one else could hit today. I'm starting to wonder now if you're going to start to see the Phillies play out the string. And it's unfortunate. Because you're going to get the pushback from all the people who say, it's so ridiculous that you're killing the Phillies right now. And that you're saying that, what do you mean the playoffs? That they were projected to win X number of games and they're going to win 80 games, blah, 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 whatever. All right. You can't look at it through that lens. You can say maybe they end up where they're supposed to end up, but a month, 2 months ago, you were having a completely different conversation about this team. Completely. Tyler, correct my memory. Was it the Boston game or the Chicago game that kind of signaled that you made it through the worst part of your schedule? I think it was the Boston split.
I think
split.
It was Boston because you split with Boston. And you played Atlanta, and you played Arizona,
right.
I believe.
Yep.
In like a 10-day stretch.
But the Boston series, I think, capped that, right?
It was correct. At the
end. Yes. So after that, we were looking at ourselves like, holy cow. If you beat the teams that you're supposed to beat, you're going to win the division. And that ended up being the Achilles heel for the Phillies. You can point to whatever you want. Oh, they can't hit. Oh, they can't pitch. You know, whatever. The bullpen's terrible. The fact of the matter is, when you look at this team's post-mortem, all you need to do is look at their record against the Mets and the Marlins. And then look at Atlanta's record against the Mets and the Marlins, and that's the whole story. You cannot be under 500 against those teams. You can't do it. Incredibly disappointing season for the Phillies. And it sucks that for the rest of the season, after losses like this, we're going to have to look at this through like the big picture, like pseudo fatalistic. Oh, well, then, you know, this is it. But it's been it for a little while. Phillies lose to the Nationals 5-1 tonight. They do get the five hits, surrender the nine, no errors, but just not a whole lot of life today. You know, sometimes the box score doesn't tell the story. Sometimes it does. Today, it really does tell the story. Corey Seidman from NBC Sports Philadelphia tweets out, the last time the Phillies were three games over 500 was June 15th. This team's been more than three games over 500 since June. The Phillies are averaging fewer runs per game this season than they did last season when they lost 96 games. Let me give that to you one more time. The Phillies are averaging fewer runs per game this season than they did last season when they lost 96 games. Tyler Zuli, you hear that and you think what?
I don't know how that is humanly possible.
You look at the lineup, it's better, right? The players in
you
the
would
lineup
think.
Are better, right?
At least on paper.
Fewer runs per game than their 96 loss season.
Well, I was reading something today. It said, be careful that the 2019 Phillies don't become the 2018 Twins. And that is a scary thought.
The team that's on the come. It's right there.
Supposed to be.
Listen, man.
Sending guys back to AAA.
I'm ready to pull the ripcord here. Like, slam the panic button. We've been talking about how nice it would be to get this free agent or that free agent. I consider it materially necessary at this point to get Harper, Machado, big-time free agents to shake things up because I am not seeing this team backslide back into mediocrity. I'm not with it. We've been through too much together as Phillies fans here. We can't do it. 610-632-0975, your phone number. If you want to join the conversation, wide open phone lines for the first time all show. You can climb aboard and get in without a wait. You can also catch up with the show on Twitter at Joe Torti at 97.5 The Fanatic. When talking about the Eagles turning into America's team, what the team needs to do in order to get there, I think one more timely Super Bowl win gets you into the conversation. I don't know if that's this year, next year, but a timely Super Bowl win gets you there. And you've got to kind of make a habit of smashing this Patriots dynasty. You know, like to be the man, you got to beat the man. Right now, even though the Eagles won the Super Bowl, I would still consider the Patriots overall America's team. Keep beating up on America's team, you become America's team. Like that scene in Black Panther, you know, the Eagles holding the Patriots up above their heads. Is this your king? Nah, throw him over the waterfall. Spoilers. But if you haven't seen Black Panther, that's your problem.
You ruined it.
It's your problem. That's where we are right now. The Eagles and Patriots are on the top of the waterfall. And the Eagles are the powerful new challenger, and the Patriots are the established old guard. Which way is it going to go? Got to find out. 610-632-0975, your phone number, if you want to join the conversation. I'm interested in some of these other groups. Like the Green Bay Packers, for instance. Like, how do the Packers make it in? Well, Lambeau's obviously legendary. Vince Lombardi's name still just means winning. People think of Vince Lombardi, they immediately think, oh, didn't he win like a million championships? Yeah, kind of did. Brett Favre, Bart Starr, all of the like NFL film stuff. The frozen tundra of Lambeau Field. And then, of course, they presently have the best player. Let me rephrase that. They currently have the best offensive player in the NFL in Aaron Rodgers. I get it. People like talking about the Packers. America likes an underdog. All of that. All of these are points that Gil Brandt brings up. But talking to Tyler, I know that he brought this up as well. It's hard to think about like America's team being a true, absolute 100% underdog, right? It's hard to like look at a small market team like Green Bay and develop the required level of hate. I know if you're a Bears or a Vikings fan, that's been bred into you. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about national level hate. I don't think anybody hates on the Packers nationally. With the Eagles, it'd be different. On so many levels. First of all, we talked about the fan base. We've talked about that a ton. The fact that, generally speaking, people are like, oh, I just don't want that fan base to be happy. Which, first of all, if that's the case, you got some problems with yourself. Look on the inside. But second of all, it's hard to look at the Eagles as the plucky underdogs anymore, isn't it? When they're a full-on stacked team that might have the best young quarterback in the NFL with the most ferocious defense that I think I've ever seen in this city. It's getting to the point where it's not like, oh, good for you, Eagles. It's like, wow, this team's really good. Like, how in the world do you think about taking this team down? And that's where the other half of the America's team thing fits in, because I think the Eagles are going to be near the top of the league for the next 5 or 6 years, at least. So that means that you're going to generate a fair number of front runner, fair weather, just casual. Oh, well, you know what? I'm from Missouri, but I just really like the way that Carson Wentz plays. You're going to get a lot of those guys. But you're also looking at it through the lens of you're going to generate a lot of hate with the team being as good as it is. And that's almost necessary to become America's team. You have to not just have pure adulation from the fans and not just say, oh, this is going to be a total love fest for this team. No, I would argue that the moniker of America's team inherently has a little bit of a double-edged sword to it, where it's like, oh, I'm so sick of hearing about America's team. Are you serious? Blah, blah, blah. And all of a sudden, instead of just being universally loved, universally hated, you are at the forefront of the universal football fan's consciousness. And I think that is where the Eagles have an advantage over Green Bay, over Jacksonville, over Los Angeles. Right now, the only remaining contender, because I'm seriously, Dallas is so far out of this conversation at this point that I can't even fathom how anyone would think that they're still in it. The New England Patriots are the only one. They're the most successful U.S. sports franchise of the century. That's what you need. They have a lot of lovers and a lot of really, really, in some cases, jealous haters. But that's how it goes. 610-632-0975, your phone number to join the conversation. Kyle's going to be up first, and then it can be you. Wide open phone line, 610-632-0975. You can also catch up with the show on Twitter, at Joe Torti, at 97.5 The Fanatic. You want to catch up with Tyler Zuli, you can find him at TZoll34. Plenty more action coming up, because we also still have to hack apart this Robert Covington thing and see whether you think that 48 in terms of the NBA top 100 is too high for Robert Covington, too low, or just right. Little Goldilocks experiment. It's the Joe Torti Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
This is 97.5 The Fanatic.
If you're tired of the same old Gentleman's Club experience, it's time you visit Creekside Cabaret, Montgomery County's premier destination for upscale adult entertainment. Make sure to check out Creekside's brand new Food Truck Friday starting this month, with new local food trucks on premises each Friday night. And on Saturday, September 22nd, be there for the Daisy Dukes and Cowboy Boots Party. It'll be a night you do not want to miss. During football season, stop by for $3 Miller Lights and Thursday Night Football. Having a guy's night out? Creekside Cabaret is your bachelor party headquarters, with a full bar and VIP bottle service always available. You can even start your night off right with Creekside Cabaret's Hotter Happy Hour from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. for great times and great specials, including $2 domestic beers, $3 imports, and $3 mixed drinks. Only at Creekside Cabaret. Open every Tuesday through Saturday from 4 p.m. to 2 a.m. at Montgomery County's only true gentleman's club, 3225 Advance Lane, right off 309 in Hatfield. Online at creeksidecabaret.com.
Hi, it's Jason Martinez here for Window Nation. It's back to school time. And to help you get educated about Window Nation, they're offering instruction on supply and demand. Beat the fall rush. Window Nation has extra capacity now, so lock in the lowest pricing before the demand goes up. With Window Nation's back to school sale, you get one free window for every one you buy. Wood or vinyl styles, buy four, get four free. Buy eight, get eight free, with no limit. Get an A-plus in savings and receive 0% interest until 2020. That's like a free ride until 2020. Use it towards your kids' books, clothes, backpacks, shoes, or even treat yourself. Call 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com. Get one free window for every one you buy. Buy four, get four free. There's no limit. Plus 0% interest until 2020. This is like free money. Do a little homework today. Get your windows installed before the cold arrives and save big during Window Nation's back-to-school sale. Call today at 866-90-NATION. Or visit windownation.com. That's 866-90-NATION or windownation.com, and tell them Jason sent you.
It's the little things, like our first goal of the season. That's my baby! Or scoring huge savings at the Peebles One Big Sale. Because Friday through Sunday, the more you buy, the more you save. Buy one item, get 40% off. Buy two, get 50% off. Buy three or more, and you'll score 60% off. Plus, our Super Blowout Doorbuster gets you an extra 70% off already reduced prices on shoes, beauty, and more. Hurry in. Peebles. Little things mean everything. Peebles is part of our Sage family. Offer exclusions apply.
Hear ye, hear ye. I bringeth thee a message from... a message from the king and his new trumpeteer, Stephen. The king wishes me to convey his favor to thine team and thine tailgate. Not yet. He invites thee to let the Bud Light flow forth. And he also wishes me to tell thee that he toasts thee. Wait until the end, Stephen! With Game Day's favorite light lager and the slogan of his kingdom... Oh. Dilly dilly.
Enjoy responsibly. Bud Light Beer, AB, St. Louis, Missouri.
It's time for some straight talk. Look, you wouldn't spend more to get the exact same thing, would you? No. So when I tell you that Straight Talk Wireless runs on the same cell towers as the big guys but charges up to 30% less, you see where I'm going with this, right? Get America's best 4G LTE networks for less. The new Ultimate Unlimited plan is just $55 a month. Straight Talk Wireless, only at Walmart.
Video typically streams at DVD quality. A month equals 30 days. At 60 gigabytes, we may review accounts for violations of terms and conditions found at straighttalk.com.
We ride the practice dock. Draw one more loop, get back up when we get thrown down. In order to be the best, you gotta work and have gear that works for you. That's why we wear Ariat. With a dedication to innovation, Ariat boots and clothing work for us so we can work harder. We put ourselves to the test every day. We are athletes. Better keep up. Ariat and Boot Barn, the best is yet to come.
Birds fans, this is Dan Baker, a voice of Philadelphia sports for almost 50 years. Where are you going to be when the Champs play in Tampa this week? Make Xfinity Live your away game destination and watch the game on the biggest TV on the East Coast. Grab your friends and join us for cold beers, delicious food from our new menu, and the best watch party experience in Philly. Enjoy $3 Miller Lights and our $5 game day menu. And remember, the first 500 people receive a free Miller Lite on us.
Fix Finder tool from AutoZone is a source of relief. Because when your check engine goes, our Fix Finder goes. No matter what your problem is, our Fix Finder will help you troubleshoot it. For some, it's just a loose gas cap. For others, an O2 sensor. So you can kiss that yellow light goodbye and go. It's the free Fix Finder from AutoZone. It's just one more way AutoZone helps you do more. Because doing more is what we do best. So visit any of our 5,500 AutoZone locations nationwide today. See store for details. Get in the zone,
AutoZone. Businesses that advertise on 97.5 The Fanatic see increased sales and revenue. The Fanatic's team of marketing professionals can customize a plan that's right for you. Radio is as hot as a Philly sports team. Learn how to win through advertising on The Fanatic by emailing us today at marketing@975thefanatic.com. That's marketing@975thefanatic.com.
Sports talk for Levittown and all of Bucks County. 97.5 The Fanatic.
Welcome back to the Joe Torti Show, 97.5 The Fanatic, taking you up until midnight this evening. Tyler Zuli is my producer behind the glass. About an hour and a half to go here. So still plenty of time to weigh in on the Phillies conversation that we've had, the Eagles, and a little bit of Robert Covington as well. Let's go right back to the phones with Kyle in Allentown. Kyle, what's happening, man?
Hey, not much. How you doing, Joe?
Doing great, thanks.
Kind of was going to weigh in on the Phillies, but there's not much more you guys could have said. I mean, pitching and the batting doesn't add up anymore with them. It just seems like they keep falling behind and their bats can't keep up. But
here's what the Braves did against the division. They went 42-21. The Phillies went 28-34. That's the difference.
And I heard a statistic that someone said about the Phillies not winning a series since the mid-August, but let's get right to the Eagles because that's my main point.
Okay.
Just wanted to say, I don't know how I feel about Jalen Mills this week coming up against Mike Evans and DeSean Jackson. After what we saw from Rasul Douglas, I mean, I know he had limited snaps, but he was great on man-to-man with Julio this last week. Got an interception on his first play. I just don't think Jalen Mills with the double moves has enough there, personally, and that's just my opinion, but...
No,
that's
I mean,
from him.
It's a real concern, Kyle. The thing that I said when Devon was here with me is that the only thing that gives me concern is I think that Buccaneers offensive line is not as strong as Atlanta's offensive line. So I have a feeling that the Eagles' D-line's not going to give them time to do these long patterns and double moves and everything else.
That's a great point. That is a great counter to that. I'm still kind of worried, even though we saw good at advancement in our linebacking core last week.
Yep.
Mostly in the second half, we saw that the linebacking core come to full. But having Bo Allen and Vinny Curry on Tampa Bay, as they were talking about that earlier, there's a lot of things with this game that are interval in my mind.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely, Kyle. You're absolutely right.
It's right up there. But another thing that I would just like to say is I'm not missing LeGarrette Blount as much as other Philly fans are, just because I think Clement can take that role personally, because you have Sproles, you have Clement, and then you have J.H.I., who's also a bruiser. So you still have a three-headed dragon back there. I'm not that concerned with Blount being gone.
Yeah, well, Kyle, thanks for the phone call, man. I know that it's easy for a lot of people to be like, yeah, well, you know, he got hurt or whatever. I don't know if I see Clement being the same kind of like full-on bruiser as LeGarrette Blount. But that doesn't mean that I don't think that he's effective. I mean, obviously, he's done a lot over the course of his short career to give all kinds of reasons to trust in him. So, I mean, he's earned a significant amount of leeway and rope when it comes to running the football. I just don't know if it's an apples-to-apples comparison to look at Blunt, who's, you know, 260 pounds, and compare him to a guy like Clement, who has made most of his bones by catching the ball out of the backfield at 209 pounds.
Thought he couldn't catch, though.
Yeah, can't catch.
Can't catch a lick.
Are you aware? I was only recently aware of this. Were you aware of the Corey Clement high school stats from his time in Glassboro? You aware of this?
Were they unbelievable? It wouldn't surprise me.
Let me see if I can find it. Because I don't want to say something ridiculous and actually have it undersell how ridiculous it was. Because I saw his stat line from a game that was like this might be it. Let me make sure. Because this was so full-on outrageous. Yes, here we go. Are you ready? He ran for, in a game against Gloucester City, okay? South Jersey. He ran for 478 yards in a game and 7 touchdowns. What's the most ridiculous thing about this? He had 14 carries. 14 carries for 478 yards and 7 touchdowns. Are you serious? I mean, I can see the abacus coming out there in the production studio. You're going to hear about some yards per carry in a second.
34.1 yards per carry.
Now listen.
You don't do that on Madden.
You'd quit, wouldn't you? Like, if
that's playing rookie mode.
If you were on Gloucester City's team, and you had any aspirations playing like D1 football or the NFL or whatever, you have a dude rush for that on you. You're just like, all right, that's what an NFL player looks like. All right, I'm done.
You imagine the coach coming to their house. Oh, yeah, I watched your tape. It was great. What happened in that Glassboro game?
Oh, my God.
I don't know what you're talking about. I don't think I was alive for that game.
That's what it is. You just completely, nope, no recollection, none. I've seen a lot of craziness, okay? Like, the first high school football game locally that I ever saw was Wally Lundy playing, who ended up going to West Virginia. He was playing for Florence, and it was so ridiculous. He was their backup quarterback, starting running back, middle linebacker, also played free safety, was the punter and the kicker. And he was so outrageous. I never thought I'd see a better performance than that. But Corey Clement just playing running back. 7 touchdowns on 14 carries. You win. You got it, Corey. You win.
All right. That's a nice little jaunt down memory lane there.
But wow. I know that high school stats and everything don't mean anything in the NFL, but when I was doing some research on Corey Clement earlier, I saw that and it was just jaw-dropping. By the way, speaking of jaw-dropping, I can't believe this. Flyers season is already upon us. You ready for some hockey, Tyler? You excited about this?
Let's do it.
Okay. We've got the Flyers taking on the New York Islanders in the rookie game. And you know your boys come up with a 6-3 victory over the Isles. Oh, man.
We had a hat trick in that game, too.
Lindblom comes up with the tray.
Morgan Frost scored a goal.
And then
Carter Hart was in net.
Carter Hart. Twarinski scored one. Vorobyev. Man, I got to get into midseason hockey pronunciation form. But I think overall I just faked it pretty well. I would love to see any kind of meaningful early season burst from the Flyers. That'd be so awesome. Would love to see that. And obviously preseason counts just as much as it does in the NFL. But rookie game off to a hot start. Who knows? We'll see. By the way, I want to remind you that you might have heard earlier, the 5K a day cash contest is back here on 97.5 The Fanatic. The Fanatic's going to be giving you a chance to win $1,000 five times a day. Listen next week for details on how to enter to win. Brought to you by Family Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram and Roofing Nation. Pretty cool arrangement there. 610-632-0975 is your phone number. Went to a couple of these other teams. Jacksonville Jaguars, right? As a potential America's team. This is probably the team on Gil Brandt's list that I have the most difficulty wrapping my head around. Because he paints it as, like, you know, the American dream. Shad Khan's an immigrant from Pakistan who transformed himself into a businessman worth $7.6 billion. And now the Jags are on the rise. But as Tyler pointed out there in a break, and if you said this on the air, I apologize. So many international games, in particular the London game, that if you're seeing the Jags play overseas and they're kind of like the de facto team that the NFL sends to play overseas, the Jaguars might be the American football team that everybody thinks of. But does that make them America's team? I don't think so. You've got the Dolphins and the Falcons, both of whom have some, you know, not insignificant history. The Dolphins in particular have an incredible football tradition. And the Buccaneers have won. And you're surrounded in Florida by those three teams. If you're not the most noteworthy team in Florida, how can you be America's team? How is it possible? And I don't know if anyone could actually get into the mindset of hating the Jacksonville Jaguars or wanting them to fail. Like, really? The franchise that brings you Blake Bortles and Fred Taylor and, you know, Jimmy Smith, like, those are the guys that you want to fail?
Wait, hold on. You bring up these names and Blake Bortles is the first one you get at?
Well, so Blake Bortles is unhateable because it's like, why? Why would you be rooting against Blake Bortles? He's going to do a fine job by himself.
The only people that hate Blake Bortles are Jaguars fans.
Not bad, Tyler. Not bad. And then you've got these other guys, Fred Taylor, almost universally liked. Jimmy Smith, who a lot of people were rooting for the duration of his career, being like, oh my gosh, this poor guy's stuck in Jacksonville. Maurice Jones-Drew. It's hard to find people who are like, yeah, I want the Jacksonville Jaguars to fail. I'm telling you, we're honing in on these two teams, the Philadelphia Eagles and the New England Patriots. I'm telling you. These are the two teams that are going to be up for it at the end. 610-632-0975. Let's go to Muhammad in Northeast Philly. What's happening, Muhammad?
Not much. How are you guys doing?
Doing great. How are you?
I'm doing good. I was actually calling about the Jacksonville being the American team.
Okay.
I think the reason they haven't that, people are calling them that right now is because of their owner's investment, especially in England. His company just got the lease for the Wembley Stadium in London.
Mm-hmm.
And he also owned a Premier League team over there. This is another reason why they keep sending them to England, because I think he's trying to establish them as this team. If you're an NFL English fan living in London, that this is a team that might be coming to you every year. So maybe you should start investing in them.
Right. Okay, so I can get behind that, but wouldn't that make them more of like of London's team or Britain's team if that were the case?
I definitely, you could argue that way, but if that's the face of the NFL that they can see, I guess that could be, I don't know if we can define it the way we define, like how we should define the Cowboys as an American team, if that's how you can define it that same way for them.
Got it.
More international way, as this is the face of NFL.
In London or in Britain. Okay, that makes a lot of sense. Okay, I could buy that, Muhammad. Sorry, I'm up against a break, man. Similarly to the way that, like, the Bills are the face of American football, I guess, in Canada, even though they have the CFL. It's not an accurate, you know, apples-to-apples comparison, but I get it. Thanks for weighing in, man. Appreciate that. 610-632-0975. The Joe Torti Show returns, so stick around right after this.
You're listening to 97.5 The Fanatic. 97.5 The Fanatic will be giving you a chance to win $1,000. Brought to you by Family Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Visit them now at FamilyAutos.com. And Roofing Nation, 50% off a brand new roof. Visit RoofingNation.com. Listen next week for details on how to enter to win.
Hey, Harry Mays here to talk about the fastest growing Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram dealer in the tri-state area. My friends at TurnersvilleJeep.com. Come see why so many South Jersey and Philly buyers are coming to Turnersville for great deals on new Jeeps, Ram pickups, Dodges, and Chryslers at TurnersvilleJeep.com. Now, I was down there, and I'll tell you, wait till you see their huge selection of new Wranglers, Cherokees, Grand Cherokees, and Ram pickup trucks at TurnersvilleJeep.com. They have over 600 cars and trucks on site to choose from. Go down there and ask for my main man, Ron Fina, at TurnersvilleJeep.com. Ron has spent over a decade building a reputation for exceptional customer service and giving customers the very best deal. Ron's a good dude. This is Harry Mays for TurnersvilleJeep.com, located on Route 42 in Turnersville. Check them out at TurnersvilleJeep.com. Oh, did I say TurnersvilleJeep.com?
I used to have a sweet tooth. Had it removed when I was a kid. So what do I crave instead of chocolate? A big red box from Grainger. Grainger satisfies my craving for great customer service with 24/7 support, effortless ordering, and same-day pickup or next-day delivery options. No busy signals, no cavities. I love Grainger. You know why? Because when it comes to reliable product and technical support, Grainger's got your back. Call or click Grainger.com to see for yourself. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
Is your car full of ash holes? Couch got a bunch of ash holes on it? Be done with all the ash holes in your life. Stop smoking. Start vaping. Gorilla Vapes of South Philly is now open. Located just off 76, minutes from the stadiums. Gorilla Vapes' friendly staff will show you the best in electronic cigarette hardware, e-liquid, accessories, mods, and advanced vaporizers. Whether you've never tried vaping before or you've been vaping for years, come try Gorilla Vapes of South Philly and let the staff help you with all your vaping needs. Gorilla Vapes of South Philly, 1900 Fair Avenue, Philadelphia.
Let's think about customization presented by Liberty Mutual Insurance. Liberty Mutual customizes your auto insurance so you only pay for what you need. So why aren't more things in life customizable? Why isn't a burger cheaper when you ask for no onions? I don't want them. So shouldn't you deduct the price of the onions? Right? Otherwise, I'm paying for the onions, but I'm not receiving any onions.
Go to LibertyMutual.com for a customized quote and you could save.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer.
The Birds are back. To celebrate, you're invited to City Life Church in South Philly this Sunday, where team chaplain Ted Winsley will share the same message he gave to the team before they won it all. All guests will be eligible for giveaways, including jerseys and a gift card to Chickies and Pete's. Services will be held at South Philadelphia High School at 10 and 11:30 a.m. with free parking. Come out this Sunday in your favorite jersey and be inspired by Ted's incredible story. Visit CityLifePhilly.com for more information. That's CityLifePhilly.com.
Hi, Ann here. Are you starting your mornings the right way? With us? And Action News? Well, you need to. They have the best morning news program in the Delaware Valley. From 4:30 a.m. to 7 a.m., you can catch the latest news, weather, sports, and more. And Action News' fabulous anchor, Matt O'Donnell, not only is Matt a great morning news anchor, but he can also recite the entire Greek alphabet. He can juggle the amount of balls unknown, and he's a drummer and a big fan of extreme metal music. Matt watched Action News growing up as a child, always knowing that he wanted to one day be an Action News news anchor. Matt even spent a summer interning at the station during college. Matt has been a co-anchor of mornings of Action News since 2004. It's no surprise that he and the rest of the team are the best of the best. You can catch Matt and the entire Action News team weekdays, 4:30 a.m. to 7 a.m. on 6ABC. And starting next week, they had an extra half hour just for the early birds like us. They'll be getting started at 4 a.m. So start your mornings the right way with Matt O'Donnell weekdays on Action News.
My gosh, I can't believe I'm here for the Xfinity Best Deal of the Year.
Get a great rate on internet, TV, and more.
For 2 years, my child's out on the floor.
Plus, even more speed, that's raising the bar. Better yet, you get a free year of DVR. Yeah. And Xfinity Mobile is the way to go. A new wireless network that saves you dough. Ask about the $300 you get when you include mobile with your internet.
What?
It's the best deal. It doesn't happen often. Don't miss it. It's simple, easy, awesome. Another one.
Now through September 16th, get internet, TV, and voice for $79.99 a month for 2 years with a 2-year agreement and DVR service free for a year. Plus, ask how to get $300 back when you add Xfinity Mobile and purchase a new phone. Don't miss our best deal of the year. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit an Xfinity store today. Restrictions apply. New standard triple play customers only. Equipment, taxes, and fees, including BTV and RSN fees extra and subject to change. After agreement, term or DVR promo, regular rates apply.
Tune in
Tune in to the Birds Player Show, hosted by Anthony Gargano, live at Chickie and Pete's, brought to you by The Bagster. Dumpster in a bag by Phil Gaughan. Find a pickup location near you at thebagster.com.
Join the Fanatic at Arden Credit Union at 1500 Spring Garden Street this Saturday from 10:30 to 12:30 for a chance to win station prizes, game tickets, and a chance to meet Philly basketball player T.J. McConnell. That's this Saturday at Arden Credit Union on Spring Garden. Go to the events page at 975thefanatic.com for more details.
Welcome back to the Joe Torti Show, 97.5 The Fanatic. A couple things I want to share with you. First, put a bow on the high school football discussion. One of my buddies weighs in on the text board, one of my buddies from high school. Kevin Jones in high school, you might remember him. He's the O'Hara guy, spurned Penn State for Virginia Tech, ended up having a pretty good, decent, I would say, career in the NFL. Unfortunately for him, he had it, you know, ended by injuries early. In high school, he never played defensive back. He played at free safety in the Catholic League Championship and was pretty much told, like, keep everything in front of you, don't let anything go over your head. And St. Joe's Prep in the championship game against O'Hara literally didn't get anything past 10 yards. They played single high man the entire game, and he had like three interceptions or two interceptions or something like that, and let alone for like the 200 yards that he rushed for when he was on offense. And that was against Victor Hobson, who ended up going to the Jets. Also, the question about the Jaguars being America's team and their potential for that. Our old friend Alan Yates tweets in, and Alan says, the Jags are the cleanest, dirtiest, not really dirty, loudest, toughest team. Everyone can market that. The Jags, for the casual football fan, are unhateable, like the new Seahawks before quote-unquote politics. Is that accurate, Tyler? You think like the casual NFL football fan would pick up the Jaguars, you think?
I think you could on that principle, but to look at it and say that if I'm going to pick up a team, it's going to be the Jags, that's not a first go for a fan that doesn't know anything about the game.
Right, the alien principle.
Right, exactly. So you're going after either A, the winners, or B, the known teams. And that's why you've got the Packers on the list, that's why the Cowboys are on the list, and that's why the Patriots are on the list.
And those Eagles.
It's tough to put the Jags on the list. As much as I would like to see people recognize how good the Jags defense is, because it's way too good and gets underappreciated, It's not who I would pick on the list.
Okay. So you see the rationale. That's what you'd say.
Yes.
You see how they're showing
exactly.
Their work. All right.
And that's half credit for you.
That for me, showing the work, you get at least partial credit. There's no doubt. Now, this America's team thing, we tried to set up the definition of it early on in the show. We've come to a definition that I'm approving of. I think that works. When you're talking about America's team, I think that it's easy to fall into the trap of like, oh, the Cowboys aren't America's team because, you know, who cares? I don't like the Cowboys. Like, I don't root for the Cowboys. But you hate them, so you're lending like that America's team credence in terms of being the most predominant, preeminent team in all of the sport. I would argue that winning's a huge part of that. So the relevance of the team is starting to diminish, if it hasn't already. For example, like if you're a Cowboys fan now who casually picked up the Cowboys because of what they did in the 80s and 90s, I ask, you know, what are you doing? And what did those teams give you that, for example, the Patriots didn't? If you're going to be a bandwagon jumping fan, why wouldn't you pick the team that's doing the best in the time that you've become a fan? I've never understood that. First of all, I've never understood becoming a bandwagon fan. I've shared this story before. I'll say it again. I went to college with a set of twins. Don't get excited. They were men. Calm down, everybody. They're from the North Jersey area. And one of the guys, like probably 70% of the people that I went to college with, were Giants fans. I mean, he was a Giants fan, you know, grew up in the Short Hills area. So, duh, you're from North Jersey, you root for the New York Giants. His twin brother rooted for the Dallas Cowboys. I said, how in the world is that possible? And he says, when I was younger, I watched Emmett Smith and I fell in love with Emmitt Smith, so I'm a Cowboys fan now.
You are fake news.
Who even carries that cachet now? Like, if you're a Dallas Cowboys fan, oh, it's America's team. All right, yeah, whatever. Who made you fall in love with the Cowboys? Man, I got to tell you, the way that I saw Terrence Williams, you know, catch that ball, it spoke to me. The way I saw Sean Lee go down in a hit. No, I'm just kidding. Come on, that's not right. It's not right. I'm sorry. I take it back.
You just love taking your digs at Penn State players.
No, that is not true. That is 100% untrue. Mostly. But no. The way that I look at it is that there's no one. I'm trying to, like, would Dez Bryant do it? Would, like, Ezekiel Elliott? Like, who would bring in the casual fan and be like, this is the team I want more than any other? I've always thought that Emmitt Smith, and I've said this before, near the end of his career, Emmitt Smith turned into an accumulator. You know, he was operating at a shadow of his former efficiency, and so he was, like, just sticking around too long. But peak Emmitt Smith was the dude. I can see how, if you're growing up, you see him play, you're like, all right. The equivalent would be someone in their, you know, early 30s who saw, like, LaDainian Tomlinson run or Marshall Faulk go. And you're like, all right, this is the team that I'm picking up. Or if you saw Brian Dawkins play, you're like, I don't care where you are. You see Brian Dawkins, there's a chance that he can rope you into being an Eagles fan, right? So how does this whole thing happen with this America's team business? By the way, I realize that it doesn't matter who America's team is. I get that it doesn't help you win any Super Bowls. I'm not trying to say that. I'm saying if you have the opportunity to be the preeminent voice in the football discussion, why wouldn't you want that? The idea that you would shun the label of America's team seems short-sighted to me. Let's go to Keith in South Jersey. What's happening, Keith?
Hey, guys. How are you?
Great. How are you?
Hey, thanks for taking my call. I appreciate it.
You got it.
Hey, so I'm a Cowboys fan. Right?
Okay.
And before you hang up on me, I'm not the snake Cowboys fan like Captain Cowboy.
That's refreshing. Thank you, Keith.
Yeah, absolutely. I lived in DFW, Texas for a while. Anyway, I'm calling to let you know, I'm not speaking for true Cowboys fans, but just for myself. Cowboys are not America's team anymore, you know. And they haven't been for a while. And I get so frustrated, especially after the previous 20 years, looking up, you know, at the Eagles constantly and consistently winning the division and the Cowboys going 8-8 or 9-7 or 13-3 and getting a first round bye and losing
right
to the Packers. It's not the same team anymore. And I lost my mind when we were playing the Panthers, which, by the way, the Dallas D's did get improved a little bit, but it's nowhere near the Eagles' defense. Like, it's not even fair how
right
the defense for the Eagles is, or the Jacksonville Jaguars. But anyway.
So, let me ask you, I'll let you finish. When it comes down to the determination of America's team, is winning, like, the biggest part of it? And you're saying that's what's missing from the Cowboys, or what is it?
We all know that the NFL is a what have you done for me lately league.
Right.
Right? So the Cowboys have been so irrelevant for the past 20-plus years that luster of America's team is gone. You're only America's team for what have you done for me now. Like a dynasty. Like, I would consider the Pats, you know, as America's team lately, you know, with the dynasty that they put out.
Me too.
Tom Brady.
Yep.
I think just people are afraid to label, you know, another team as America's team because the Cowboys have had it.
It's tradition. Yeah. I'm sorry, I'm up against a break, man. I normally wouldn't let a Cowboys fan run that long, but I don't think any Eagles fans in the audience would mind that call.
That was the most rational conversation I've ever heard with an Eagle-Cowboy conversation.
Rack it. Let's make it happen.
Good.
It's the Joe Torti Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Joe Torti on 97.5 The Fanatic. Last season, the Fanatic pregame show was at Fishtown Hops at Sugar House Casino, and we won it all and became a city of champions. So we're going back. Yeah, we might be a little superstitious.
Join Trey Thomas, Devon Givens, and Jason Mertitis for the Fanatic pregame show and party. Back this season at Fishtown Hops at Sugar House Casino. Then stay and watch the game with the Fanatics' Eitan Shander on Fishtown Hops' many screens, including a huge 10x10 big screen.
Presented by Sugar House Casino. Philly loves a winner.
Brought to you in part by Gerhardt's Appliances.
And Visit Philly.
This is Philadelphia's football station, 97.5, The Fanatic.
My name is Tarek. I was a professional truck driver when I suffered a devastating knee injury at work. Even though I had major knee surgery, my employers and this insurance company wanted me to return to work. I didn't feel capable of returning to work, and I didn't know what to do. Then I called the attorneys at Swartz Cullerton. They helped me to get to the right doctors. It turned out that my injury was much worse than the insurance company and its doctors claimed. At times, the pain was unbearable. I kept thinking, I just want to take care of my family. The attorneys at Swartz Cullerton understood how to deal with the insurance companies. They helped me to get the best doctors and fought hard to get me a large cash settlement. Swartz Cullerton treated me with respect. Swartz Cullerton got me justice.
If you've been injured at work, get justice. Call 1-800-JUSTICE. That's 1-800-587-8423. 1-800-JUSTICE. Don't let the insurance companies take advantage of you. Call 1-800-JUSTICE.
It's time for the Yellow Tag sales event at your local BRP dealer, where you can save big on new Can-Am off-road vehicles. Can-Am vehicles were made to perform and make the most out of any challenge. And right now, quality costs less, because you can save up to $2,000 on select Can-Am vehicles. Just stop by your local BRP dealer right now before the Yellow Tag sales event is gone. Offer ends September 30th, 2018. Certain conditions may apply. See dealer for details.
Join Joe Canales in Lawrenceville, New Jersey for their grand reopening September 27th through the 30th with hundreds of new items and their newly expanded spirit section. Special sales include 15% off six or more bottles of wine and 10% off 750 milliliter liquor. Don't miss the complimentary food trucks, the Tito's RV with mocktail sampling, raffles, and great events all weekend. See store for exclusion and limitations. Joe Canales, Lawrenceville. New look, same staff, same great customer service you know and love.
When working at a growing business, you wear many hats. The new business hat, the buying toner for the copy machine hat, the sifting through tons of resumes hat. You can throw away that last hat thanks to Indeed.com. When posting your job, Indeed lets you add screener questions that give you a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates. So go ahead, dust off that extra long lunch hat. Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
Let's think about customization presented by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Liberty Mutual customizes your auto insurance so you only pay for what you need. So why aren't more things in life customizable? Why isn't a burger cheaper when you ask for no onions? I don't want them. So shouldn't you deduct the price of the onions? Right? Otherwise, I'm paying for the onions, but I'm not receiving any onions.
Go to LibertyMutual.com for a customized quote, and you could save.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer.
Hi, it's Jason Mertitis here for Window Nation. It's back to school time. And to help you get educated about Window Nation, they're offering instruction on supply and demand. Beat the fall rush. Window Nation has extra capacity now, so lock in the lowest pricing before the demand goes up. With Window Nation's back to school sale, you get one free window for every one you buy. Wood or vinyl styles, buy four, get four free. Buy eight, get eight free, with no limit. Get an A-plus in savings and receive 0% interest until 2020. That's like a free ride until 2020. Use it towards your kids' books, clothes, backpacks, shoes, or even treat yourself. Call 866-90NATION or visit windownation.com. Get one free window for every one you buy. Buy four, get four free. There's no limit. Plus 0% interest until 2020. This is like free money. Do a little homework today. Get your windows installed before the cold arrives and save big during Window Nation's back-to-school sale. Call today at 866-90NATION. Or visit windownation.com. That's 866-90-NATION or windownation.com and tell them Jason sent you.
Huddle up for winning deals. It's Gateway Kia's Championship Savings Kickoff Event. Get up to $6,000 over book value for your trade, or we'll match your down payment up to $6,000. A new 2018 Kia Forte or new 2019 Kia Soul. Just $179 a month. Zero down, zero first payment, zero due at sign. Or get a new 2019 Kia Sportage or a new 2019 Kia Sorento. Just $199 a month. Zero down, zero first payment, zero due at sign. Score a savings touchdown during Gateway Kia's Championship Savings Kickoff Event. Kick off this season by getting up to $6,000 overbook value for your trade, or we'll match your down payment up to $6,000. When you want to be a savings champion, we'll see you at Gateway Kia, Route 611 in Warrington and Route 309 in Quakertown. Shop online at GatewayKia.com.
Gateway Kia, the discount Kia giants.
Leases are 36 months, zero security deposit, 10K miles per year. Lease and tax title and DMV discount lease only. Trade counts value. Credit approval expires 9/30/18.
We're world champions, man.
World champions.
We're world champions.
Sports voice of the new Philadelphia. 97.5, the Fanatic. WPEN Burlington, Philadelphia. A Beasley Media Group station.
This is our new north.
Broadcasting from the Xfinity Studios, only from Comcast.
Philadelphia's football station.
Welcome back to the Joe Torti Show, 97.5, the Fanatic final hour coming your way as we are taking this conversation all the way up until midnight. Tyler Zuli producing. Want to remind you, if you missed any of our shows this week, go to 97.5thefanatic.com or the Fanatic app for full show podcasts. Listen anytime, anywhere on your schedule. I want to get into this Robert Covington thing. Because I think that a lot of people who kind of put it into the, all or nothing camp, it's like either you're so pro Covington or you're a Robert Covington hater. I'm not stupid. So much of that has to do with the process, right? Like him being one of the Sam Hinkie gems that you find, a G League guy, undrafted, and everything else, right? So you want to have it work. I don't get why he's such a polarizing player. He is the Nick Foles of the Philadelphia 76ers. People argue less about TJ McConnell than they do about Robert Covington. I don't get it. So when you look at it through the lens of, can this guy help a team? I think it's clear with a 7'2 wingspan, he's 6'9. I've always thought of him as a plus rebounder in spots, can hit a three, if you want to call it sporadically, it'd be hard for me to correct you. But on defense, I mean, he's a guy that can help. Is he good in terms of being like your starting option at small forward? I don't know. If you can upgrade there, that's a spot that you can upgrade. But it's not taking a huge shot at Robert Covington to say that if you're in the market for whoever, Kawhi Leonard or LeBron James or Kevin Durant or any of these guys, that you're a Robert Covington hater. And that's why I'm surprised seeing him named 48 in terms of the top 100 is such like a polarizing thing. Because they're like, oh, he did nothing, got benched in the playoffs, blah, blah, blah. Well, I mean, he's also, despite what some would say, he's a reason that they got there. One of the reasons. I'm not saying that he's more important than Joel Embiid. I'm not saying that he's more important than Ben Simmons. I'm not trying to downplay the midseason acquisitions either of Bellinelli and Ilyasova. I'm not trying to say that even a little bit. But the fact that Robert Covington is in the top 50, and that's a huge problem for a lot of people, I don't know. It leaves me actually shaking my head. He's a good player. He's not a great player. He's not an amazing player. He's good, though. I have no problem with saying that Robert Covington's good. I think you need great at that position to win big time. So that changes a whole lot of that conversation. But in terms of just quality player, I don't have a problem with him. 610-632-0975 is your phone number to join the conversation. I truly do believe at this point, this day and age, I agree with Keith, the guy who just called, that the Patriots are solidly in the America's team discussion for a ton of reasons. I mean, the winning, the success, the Super Bowls, the sustained success, huge reason why. The colors, red, white, and blue, some people would look at it casually and be like, oh yeah, of course, that's America's team. The fact that they're called the Patriots, I think there's a whole lot of that. they've got some personalities, in, you know, like the Rob Gronkowskis of the world and everything. There's something for everyone with New England, to the point where they would become, because of all of these other various reasons, the number one team in terms of being on the national consciousness. That doesn't mean they need to be your favorite team, but that's where they are. Is it even possible for the Eagles to catch up to what the Patriots have done? I want you to think long and hard before you answer that, right? Because it's not just about winning. It's about, it's 2019. It's about to be 2019 in a couple short months. The Patriots' first Super Bowl was 2001, and they've been the best organization in the NFL since then. That's a long time. A long time. Is that even possible to duplicate? And if it's not, which I don't think it is, I don't know if you'll see a run like this for a really long time with the way that players are getting paid without the salary. People are like, oh, the salary cap's always rising. The salaries of the players are rising so much more quickly than the headroom of the salary cap. Something's got to give at some point. You might have to settle for, and I don't mind this, being the next team in line. I don't know if there's ever going to be an empire, an ancient empire that's as great as some of the ones that you think of, right? Alexander the Great and the Romans and, you know, everything else. But eventually they go down, and then there's another one. You know, the dynasties of the Far East and everything else. Eventually, there's another one. There might not be anything as spectacular as the salary cap era New England Patriots run from 2001 through 2018, but the Eagles can certainly be the next one. I would sign up for that all day long. Think about what it would be like at the start of any single NFL season to be, all right, well, let's get the obvious out of the way. There's no way you can count out the Philadelphia Eagles. And then they start talking about the Jacksonville Jaguars and all of these other teams that might have a chance at the throne. But your team is the given. That doesn't feel at least a little bit interesting to you? What about the fact that you're looking now? We have had this conversation since the Eagles won the Super Bowl. Where does the motivation come from? The motivation to repeat is strong. However, the idea that you're getting literally everyone's best shot is strong. Why do you think the Patriots have like literally one bad game a season? It's because they know that every single week, every single time, they're getting somebody's best shot. This is the Super Bowl for somebody. And it happens over and over and over again. If you ask me, that's an incredibly powerful motivational tool that the Eagles could tap into. Yeah, whatever. The pressure repeats great. Everybody should want to win every single year. But what sets you apart? What sets you apart is that you're the defending champion and you're going to be getting everyone's best shot game in and game out. That's what I want. I want the Eagles to be both the most known and, if need be, most hated team in the NFL so that you can truly develop this us against the world thing. Do you think anyone in Green Bay in that locker room can legitimately throw up an us against the world thing and have everybody rally around them and be like, yeah, that's right. It's truly us against the world. I don't see that even a little bit. With the Eagles, it could actually work, not just because of the success, but also because there's this inherent bias against the fan base to begin with before they even won anything. Now it's a completely different story. Am I crazy with this, Tyler?
No, I think that's exactly it. And there is an inherent hatred for us as Eagles fans where, you know, you look at Green Bay and the people that you think about Green Bay, it's like, oh, they make cheese. They're nice people. You know, they are close to Canada, so they got to be kind of nice. You don't get that here.
No.
You know, we throw snowballs at Santa, you know, which whether it's true or not or exaggerated, it's the first thing that everybody thinks of. Therefore, they don't like us.
You got one guy, right? One guy who punches a horse now. And that's Philadelphia fans punch horses. Like, that's what it's turned into.
Yeah, the Go Birds kid is like a terrible human being outside of Philly.
Right, exactly. All right, you know what? At this point, people are going to think what they think. They're just going to feel that way. You might as well embrace it and go the other way. would it be that we hate the Yankees, we hate the Duke Blue Devils, we hate the Patriots? Would it be that bad to be those teams? I'm not saying that you have to root for them, but if it be the paradigm shifts so the Eagles join that pantheon, I'm in.
Why not Turnhill?
I'm in.
Everybody's asking for it. Why not?
This is what you want. You think you've seen an obnoxious fan base? Just wait. Just wait for this. Let's go to Anthony in South Philly. What's happening, Anthony?
Hey, how's it going?
Going great.
I just want to talk about the Eagles compared to the Patriots' success. I mean, if we have half the success that the Patriots have, I will be a thrilled Eagles fan.
Absolutely.
I mean, it's just this day and age, it's just, we're not even positive. I mean, we're high on our horses right now with the Eagles from last year, but we're not sure we're even going to get back to the playoffs. Let's be real. This is the NFL. Anything can happen any week, and Carson Wentz can get injured again. Now, I'm not drinking them. I don't want it to happen, but this is the NFL, and if we could do half of what the Patriots did, we'll be very lucky.
Do you think there's any chance, Anthony, dropped off. He's gone. Okay, never mind. I thought we were going to have a conversation about this.
He said what he needed to say, and he's gone.
Just be out. That's fine. No problem.
Mic drop.
What I would say, though, is that while that's true, there's nothing that scares me about just making the playoffs this year. There's not a thing that scares me. You can say that injuries happen in the NFL. If the Eagles can make it to the playoffs with all of the injuries that happened last year, it's almost like the, you know, the conversations that you have with somebody who breaks up with their person, you know, whoever they're in a relationship with, they break up and then they start doing all this really risky stuff. They're like, hey, let's go skydiving, or let's go, like, you know, running in traffic, or, and you're like, what are you talking about? Like, where did this come from? And they're experiencing this thing where it's like, all right, well, you know, it's almost like nothing can hurt you anymore. And like, that's like the path that you come from with it. You're almost acting foolhardy, and you're like, okay, we're just going to go crazy with this because who cares? That's what it's like now, where it's like, after you lost all of those players last year, Wentz and Hicks and Peters and Sproles and Maragos and Sturgis, which nobody talks about, and everybody else, and you still win 13 games and go on to win the Super Bowl, what injury exactly are you afraid of this year? I'm not afraid of one.
Doug Peterson.
Yeah.
Some reason he can't be on the sideline, that's the only one that concerns me.
Yes, that's it. So I'm not scared of the playoffs. With all due respect to all of the NFC teams, I just think the Eagles have a path now where this division could be bad, potentially. It might not be, but it could be bad. And I wouldn't mind, speaking of the Patriots parallels, with all due respect to Tom Brady and Bill Belichick, I wouldn't be, you know, opposed to getting spotted some divisional wins, you know, every single year because the Bills and the Jets and the Dolphins never have anything to say for New England. I wouldn't mind if that started happening for Philadelphia. Talking about, you know, easy playoff roads. 610-632-0975 is your phone number to join the conversation. By the way, I got some tweets about this, so if you haven't seen this earlier, NBC Sports Philadelphia was reporting on Eagles practice today. And people were asking about Alshon Jeffrey. Practice for the first time since undergoing shoulder surgery in February. He was limited. It's still a significant breakthrough as the Eagles try to get, obviously, one of their top outside threats back into the mix. Played with the torn rotator cuff last year. Ended up really turning it on in the postseason, including a touchdown in the first quarter of the Super Bowl. So you know Alshon Jeffrey's at least getting closer. You know he's at least on the way back. That's why I'm not pulling the panic cord just yet when it comes to the wide receivers. And I know that there are some other components to this team that don't currently look like they're in place. You'd like to have the Mike Wallace connection hammered out with either Carson Wentz or Nick Foles. That hasn't happened yet. You'd like to see Dallas Goedert taking over games and things like that. You haven't seen that yet. But there's still opportunity to grow. I said it before. You would have said before the season if the Eagles scored, or if any team scored 18 points against the Atlanta Falcons, they had no chance of winning. Eagles defense is good enough to shut everybody out. or at least shut them down. And that's what they've done. 610-632-0975. Two questions. Is it possible for the Eagles to become America's team in the next, you know, decade or so? 4 or 5 years, let's say, short term. Is it possible? And if so, is that something you'd be interested in? Or like Devon was saying earlier tonight, do you prefer to exist in just like the Philadelphia bubble? It's us and them, and that's the way that it's going to be. Let's go to Rich and KMP. Rich, you're on the Joe Torti Show.
Thanks, guys. So I think the big hurdle is, and the reason why the Patriots can keep going for 20 years, and I'm a Jets fan, so I've been living this and hating it for the last 20 years, is that they don't pay anyone because they constantly draft well. They constantly get somebody, and then the only people that get paid are Brady, who will take a pay cut every 3 years to make sure they get somebody, and Gronk gets paid. But right. They always draft well and always have the next guy up that's, in the first 5 years, making league standard and not having to pay huge contracts. And that's why they're successful.
So, and the other thing is, too, Rich, that they also, in addition to bringing up the young guys through the system, because they're not paying a whole lot of people, they're bringing in these veterans who are ring chasing and things like that, these specialists who are perfect fits for what they're trying to do. It's a pretty brutal system to try to go against. I feel for you as a Jets fan.
Yeah, and these veterans will, as a Jets fan, Revis took a pay cut and went there, got his ring, and then came back. Like, so there are people, if you're giving a guy legitimate shot in the AFC for the last 20 years, you say, if you're in the pass and he doesn't get hurt, what, you have a conservative third chance, 33% chance to go to the Super Bowl? Like, these guys are going to take it.
So, do you think that that's just special sauce that's in New England, or is that something that it's possible for the Eagles to duplicate?
I think it built on itself. I think if Wentz can stay healthy, and that's I hope so, because I love this city when it's winning as a transplant. It's great. And Doug stays around, I think he goes. But I think the biggest thing was pulling down the banner in the locker room, not getting too full of ourselves, and keep it going. Because the winning is going to keep breeding it. So as every time that the team gets vultured because they do really well, and that happens, but it's going to start bringing in more people that go, oh, I want to come to Philly. How hard was it for the Sixers so long to get a free agent? And now people are willing to, now we're in a legitimate question to bring in LeBron.
Right.
Like, we didn't get him, but now there's some momentum. You gotta build it from nothing first, and then vets start wanting to come here. It's not a joke to want to come to Philadelphia.
Rich, well said. Thanks for the phone call, man. And I would say that that's already started to take place. I know that in some cases these guys were traded and like acquired through trades and things like that. So it's not always just they choose to sign. But I mean, no one's twisting Haloti Ngata's arm or Chris Long's arm or Michael Bennett's arm to come here and join up with the Eagles. It's already starting to happen where these guys are thinking, okay, not only can I make an impact, but also I have the chance to be on a great team with a great chance to make it to the Super Bowl. I want to do that. Interesting stuff. But he's right about the Patriots in particular. Their ability to maximize the talent because only a few people get the big contracts. They draft very well. Although I would argue recently, they've struggled a little bit in terms of nailing, first round, second round, and third round picks, the guys that would like typically be your starters. But you can't bat 1,000 for, 20 years. It's just not the way that it works. They've certainly been as good as anybody else at managing the talent that they have. And also in terms of being able to move up and down the draft board and all of the other tricks and smoke and mirrors and stuff that they do on draft day. That's all an art. It's all a big time element to success. And they've been as talented at it as any other team in the history of football. 610-632-0975 is your phone number to join the conversation. Can also weigh in on Twitter at Joe Torti at 97.5 The Fanatic. Had some good discussion about the America's Team stuff. A little bit on Robert Covington, but I guess people are just, they're not ready. You're geared up for Sixers season quite yet. It's no problem. There's plenty of time to talk hoops moving forward. And I'm trying to explore whether this whole thing is A, possible for the Eagles to become America's Team, and B, continuing on what Devon and I were talking about, is that something that you even want? For me, it's a no-brainer. Like, if you have the ability to constantly be in the national consciousness, or at least the consciousness of every football fan in America, beyond just this year and beyond just winning the Super Bowl and being, you know, eventually I'm going to ask you, right, who won the Super Bowl 3 years ago? And you're going to have to be like, and then go back and that's not what I want. I want it to be like, oh, yeah, there's a great chance that it was the Eagles anytime in, like, this last 10-year span. Even if they win 4-5, I'm not counting chickens. I'm saying that that's the level of dominance that you seek to attain to build up this dynasty. 610-632-0975. Had to catch myself there before people thought of flying off the handle talking about winning 4 or 5 Super Bowls. Not one, not two, not three.
You're starting to sound like LeBron over there.
See, I'm telling you. You got to catch yourself. I'm just talking objectively in the Petri dish over the next 10 years. It'd be pretty cool if the Eagles had 40% of those Super Bowls, wouldn't it? It'd be pretty outrageous. Say, at any given chance, there's a great chance that the Eagles won the Super Bowl. No complaints. You're right. 610-632-0975. You can also weigh in on Twitter at Joe Torti at 97.5 The Fanatic. Now, have you changed your Twitter handle yet? Or are we holding on to it until after the show?
I think I'm going to hang tight until after the show, but the change I think is imminent over the next couple of days.
Okay, it'll be happening.
So because it's open, and I don't want to give it away because somebody's going to be weird and make a Twitter account. But it's open, and it's going to make my life a whole lot easier.
Uh-huh. They might try to sell it to you.
I don't have any money.
I have a feeling...
I'm poor.
I have a feeling he might accept payment in magnets. I'm just thinking about people who potentially do
that. That's a scary thought, because that's exactly where my mind was going.
I'm telling you. There it is. It's the Joe Torti Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Joe Torti on 97.5 The Fanatic. 97.5 The Fanatic will be giving you a chance to win $1,000. Brought to you by Family Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Visit them now at FamilyAutos.com. And Roofing Nation, 50% off a brand new roof. Visit RoofingNation.com. Listen next week for details on how to enter to win.
Oh my gosh, I can't believe I'm here for the Xfinity Best Deal of the Year. Get a great rate on internet, TV, and more. For 2 years, my jaw's out on the floor. Plus even more speed, that's raising the bar. Better yet, you get a free year of DVR. Yeah. And Xfinity Mobile is the way to go. A new wireless network that saves you dough. Ask about the $300 you get when you include mobile with your internet.
What?
It's the best deal. It doesn't happen often. Don't miss it. It's simple, easy, awesome. Another one.
Now through September 16th, get internet, TV, and voice for $79.99 a month for 2 years with a 2-year agreement and DVR service free for a year. Plus, ask how to get $300 back when you add Xfinity Mobile and purchase a new phone. Don't miss our best deal of the year. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit an Xfinity store today. Restrictions apply. New standard triple play customers only. Equipment, taxes, and fees, including BTV and RSN fees extra and subject to change. After agreement term or DVR promo, regular rates apply.
This is Pat Callahan inviting you to join Joe Torti and me for Season 17 of This Week in Pro Football right here on 97.5 The Fanatic. Every Saturday from 10 a.m. to 12 noon, Joe and I will dig into the biggest NFL topics, preview the week's slate of games, and debate the gridiron issues that matter to you. Of course, each week we'll focus on the defending champs and check out the Birds matchup, including key injuries, personnel matchups, and keep tabs on the most watched quarterback non-rivalry ever. Sal Palantonio returns at 11 a.m. each week with his unique and insightful take on the champs and the Shield, including the weekly top five. Chris Harris of HarrisFootball.com checks in every Saturday with most of your fantasy answers. It's me versus Joey Bags in the dreaded pick segment. And we will look back at past Eagle and NFL greats and ask, where are they now? So be sure to join Joe Torti and me for some old-school football talk every Saturday at 10 a.m. on your definitive source for all things Birds and NFL. It's This Week in Pro Football right here on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Hey, Harry Mays here to talk about the fastest-growing Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram dealer in the tri-state area. My friends at TurnersvilleJeep.com. Come see why so many South Jersey and Philly buyers are coming to Turnersville for great deals on new Jeeps, Ram pickups, Dodges, and Chryslers at TurnersvilleJeep.com. Now, I was down there, and I'll tell you, wait till you see their huge selection of new Wranglers, Cherokees, Grand Cherokees, and Ram pickup trucks at TurnersvilleJeep.com. They have over 600 cars and trucks on site to choose from. Go down there and ask for my main man, Ron Fina, at TurnersvilleJeep.com. Ron has spent over a decade building a reputation for exceptional customer service and giving customers the very best deal. Ron's a good dude. This is Harry Mays for TurnersvilleJeep.com, located on Route 42 in Turnersville. Check them out at TurnersvilleJeep.com. Oh, did I say TurnersvilleJeep.com?
Birds fans, this is Dan Baker, a voice of Philadelphia sports for almost 50 years. Where are you going to be when the Champs play in Tampa this week? Make Xfinity Live your away game destination and watch the game on the biggest TV on the East Coast. Grab your friends and join us for cold beers, delicious food from our new menu, and the best watch party experience in Philly. Enjoy $3 Miller Lights and our $5 game day menu. And remember, the first 500 people receive a free Miller Light on us.
Harry Mays here from my jewelry store in Philadelphia, Golden Nugget Jewelers. Golden Nugget Jewelers has the largest selection of engagement rings and is the only store in Philadelphia to carry designer brands such as Tacori, Verragio, Simon G, Michael M, Jeff Cooper, and more. Open 7 days a week with the best price guarantee. Located at the corner of 8th and Chestnut, right in the heart of Jewelers Row. Shop online at GoldenNuggetJewelry.com. Golden Nugget Jewelers, where Philly gets engaged.
Guys, you're not alone. Half of all men have ED. Get your sex life back with Gainswave at Philadelphia Urology Associates. Gainswave is a safe 20-minute medical treatment that breaks up blockages and repairs blood vessels. There are no shots or pills ever with Gainswave, and it's available at Philadelphia Urology Associates. For more info and to save $150 on your Gainswave treatment, text the word CURE, C-U-R-E, to 797979. That's CURE to 797979.
We ride the practice dock. Draw one more loop and get back up when we get thrown down. In order to be the best, you gotta work and have gear that works for you. That's why we wear Ariat. With a dedication to innovation, Ariat boots and clothing work for us so we can work harder. We put ourselves at the test every day. We are athletes. Better keep up. Ariat and Boot Barn, the best is yet to come.
Listen to the Ron Jaworski Show every Wednesday from 6 to 7, sponsored by Harrah's Resort and Bally's Atlantic City Wild West. Now taking bets at our new sports books. Wager today at the book. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hi, it's Jason Martinez here for Window Nation. It's back to school time. And to help you get educated about Window Nation, they're offering instruction on supply and demand. Beat the fall rush. Window Nation has extra capacity now, so lock in the lowest pricing before the demand goes up. With Window Nation's back to school sale, you get one free window for every one you buy. Wood or vinyl styles, buy four, get four free. Buy eight, get eight free, with no limit. Get an A-plus in savings and receive 0% interest until 2020. That's like a free ride until 2020. Use it towards your kids' books, clothes, backpacks, shoes, or even treat yourself. Call 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com. Get one free window for every one you buy. Buy four, get four free. There's no limit. Plus 0% interest until 2020. This is like free money. Do a little homework today. Get your windows installed before the cold arrives and save big during Window Nation's back-to-school sale. Call today at 866-90-NATION. Or visit windownation.com. That's 866-90-NATION or windownation.com and tell them Jason sent you.
Sports talk for Collegeville and all of Montgomery County. 97.5. The Fanatic.
Welcome back to the Joe Torti Show. 97.5. The Fanatic. Half an hour remaining here. If you didn't hear, I don't know how you wouldn't. Nick Foles slated to start for the Eagles against the Buccaneers. Carson Wentz still not cleared for contact, according to head coach Doug Peterson. He did say that Wentz is taking scout team reps, which take place during on 11. You know, you're not going to get Doug Peterson to talk about the future when it comes to Carson Wentz or any kind of timetable. He said that before. He answered it in a very intelligent and original way today that he hasn't used before. Said he has not been cleared, and I am focusing on today. As well he should, because you've got to get a quarterback ready to go who threw for 117 yards in a win over the Falcons. Here's a good stat from USA Today. An Eagles quarterback hadn't thrown for fewer yards in a game since, wait for it, Mark Sanchez threw for 96 yards on that December 7th, 2014 loss to the Seattle Seahawks. Peterson did go on to say that he'd like to see Foles get into a rhythm against Tampa, but he did kind of say that, like, he didn't see any impact between Foles and Wentz splitting reps, and, like, there was no connection between that and the lack of production against the Falcons. But you are talking about, as Peterson said, two veteran guys that shouldn't need, like, every single rep in order to get into a rhythm. And Atlanta gets paid, too. Defensively, you got to give them credit. A little bit of both. 610-632-0975 is your phone number if you want to join the conversation. Talking about, now that you've seen a game of Foles, is there any concern that that luster is, like, worn off from last season? Or is it more like, hey, it's just the first game of the year. Pretty much every offense in the league, except for a very select few, looked bad. Like, not like looked, oh, they looked a little off. Like, did you see the Steelers offense? Did you see the Cowboys offense? Like, there were some horrendous showings out there in terms of what people could put together in week one. And I'm not saying that the Eagles were better than any of those teams. You put up 18 points, you're not, you know, anything to write home about. But at crucial moments, at big times, the Birds were able to deliver the results necessary in order to get victory. And when you're saying, oh, they don't have any wide receivers, what are they going to do? Should they sign Dez Bryant? Which, by the way, no, absolutely not, and no. The Falcons have plenty of weapons. They have two good running backs. They've got effective, I would say, tight end in Austin Hooper. And you've got a wide receiving core that consists of just in the top three, Julio Jones, Mohamed Sanu, and Calvin Ridley. And that team scored 12 points. One of those was a 52-yard field goal by Matt Bryant. So the offense scored 9 outside of a 52-yard field goal. That's what you're looking at. Not a whole lot of concern for me offense-wide. But when Foles throws for 117 yards, and I like the Tampa Bay run defense a little bit, you're going to need to see the quarterback have a bigger game. And he's not going to have Alshon Jeffrey back this week. Is it just going to be Zach Ertz and Dallas Goedert having better games? Is it Nelson Agholor going down the field and not catching balls like 3 yards away from the line of scrimmage? I don't know what it's going to be, but something has to be different moving forward if Nick Foles is going to be the guy. Now, I don't know how long that's going to be, because the reports say that not only could Alshon Jeffrey potentially be back next week, but provided that Carson Wentz is cleared for contact, he could be back as soon as next week against Indianapolis. I don't know. All I'm saying is, looking at the game right in front of you, it might not be the layup that we all maybe thought it was. It might not be just super easy, open and shut, oh, Tampa Bay stinks. I do think that they might have used up their points allocation against the Saints. I think they happen to have a really good record going into New Orleans. Divisional games, always tight. All of the things that play into the any given Sunday mentality in division. I think that there could be a significant amount of letdown after that. But if you cut their points production in half to 24, they still beat the Eagles last week. So that's where I'm looking at it, and I'm thinking, okay, this defensive line has to be game-changing record. Tyler, what do you think? Does Foles get right next week?
No, but I think he plays enough in order to have the Eagles win the game.
Does he play the same as Atlanta, or is it a step forward?
I think it's a tick in the right direction. Okay. It's not what you need for to be confident in him, to have confidence in him moving forward, that he can be the guy. Because if he plays the way he did against Atlanta, against the Vikings, against the Jags, if he's needed for that long, they will not win the football game.
Right. If it's meaningful snaps late, meaningful throws late.
Yep. Right.
I'm with you. By the way, I'm seeing the Vikings or the Buccaneers practice report. Hargraves didn't practice. He's on injured reserve today, so you're not going to see him. Brent Grimes also out. Jason Pierre-Paul also out today. Now, there's a lot of time between now and Sunday. These guys could potentially be, but those guys who didn't practice defensively.
Yeah, tomorrow's the big day usually. If you don't practice Thursday, indications are you probably are not going to play.
Right. Except for those infuriating veterans that literally never practice.
Tom Brady.
And play all the time. Yep. That's the way it goes. And Vea, too. Vea?
Vea. Something like that.
I'm never going to get this thing right.
Kid's a stud.
I'll have to look at their pronunciation guide. Also didn't practice today, for whatever that's worth.
You want to go try to find his full name?
Absolutely not. I'll stick with that. 610-632-0975, your phone number, if you want to join the conversation. Want to remind you, of course, that the Fanatic 5K a Day Cash Contest is right around the corner. 97.5 The Fanatic will be giving you a chance to win $1,000. Listen next week for details on how to enter to win. It's brought to you by Family Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram and by Roofing Nation. 610-632-0975. Fair point brought up, by the way, and I want to be armed with all of the information, so I'm going to pull up the relevant charts that I need in order to properly address this tweet. Because I think it's worthwhile, and it's actually something that I thought to myself. We got a tweet during the break. Amused to death 44 tweets in. Patriots don't draft well at all. Always extra picks. Many, many busts. Actually, if you look at it, just looking at their picks, it's rare that they make a first-round pick, you know, more than 2 years in a row recently. Cyrus Jones, I'm looking at 2016, because a couple of these, like 2018, 2017, sometimes you're not going to be able to properly evaluate until, you know, a couple years pass. Cyrus Jones, Jacoby Brissett, Malcolm Mitchell, Kamu Grugier-Hill, actually, as fate would have it. I don't know if you're looking at top-level players there. Malcolm Brown hasn't really been able to stay on the field all that much for the Patriots, the D-tackle out of Texas. Trey Flowers, Shaq Mason. I got to say, this recent history is not great.
Recent hasn't been good, but if you take a look back towards the beginning of that era, I mean, you've got Richard Seymour, Vince Wilfork, Ty Warren, Logan Mankins, Brandon Merriweather, Jared Mayo, Devin McCourty, Chandler Jones, Donta Hightower.
Well, so that's
all Pro Bowlers.
So, like, from 2012 through, like, 2014, they had a nice bounce back with, like, their top two picks. Because, see, you got Aaron Dobson, who was useful for a while, but the other one they got was Jamie Collins, who was a big-time player for the Patriots. They just decided they didn't want to pay him. Dominic Easley and Jimmy Garoppolo, also players. Brian Stork played games at center for them. So, yeah, extremely recently, it hasn't been awesome. I would say it's a mixed bag overall. I think that's fair.
Isn't that most teams, though?
Some teams can't draft, period, though. You know what I mean? There are some teams that are really good. I wouldn't say the Patriots are in that really good category. Like, for example, just teams that you never see miss.
The Steelers.
The Steelers never miss. The Packers incredibly rarely miss. But, like, you think of those two teams, and then it's, like, literally everybody else. You see the Eagles, right? That 2012 draft, is that the one with Brandon Boykin and all?
God-awful.
Yeah, no.
Oh, no, the 2011 was god-awful.
Yeah, yeah. I think
Because that was the only one that came out of that was Kelsey.
And I think the 2012 draft, they nailed like
really
five
good.
Guys.
Really good.
That you see that sometimes, where it's like teams can't get it right, and then 1 year they just have it pegged. It's interesting. The draft is a crapshoot. That's why, if draft to develop was easy, everybody would do it. Well, yeah, but it's also worthwhile to try to figure out the way to get that done. 610-632-0975. The Joe Torti Show final segment coming up, including one more thing. And this one... I don't like laughing at people's misfortune, but it's going to be hard for me to keep it together. It's the Joe Torti Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Home of the Philly sports fan. 97.5 The Fanatic. Last season, the Fanatic pregame show was at Fishtown Hops at Sugar House Casino, and we won it all and became a city of champions. So we're going back. Yeah!
Yeah, we might be a little superstitious.
Join Trey Thomas, Devon Givens, and Jason Mertidis for the Fanatic pregame show and party. Back this season at Fishtown Hops at Sugar House Casino. Then stay and watch the game with the Fanatics' Eitan Shander on Fishtown Hops' many screens, including a huge 10x10 big screen.
Presented by Sugar House Casino. Philly loves a winner.
Brought to you in part by Gerhardt's Appliances.
And Visit Philly.
This is Philadelphia's football station, 97.5, The Fanatic.
Real cases from the files of Swartz Culleton.
My name is Chance. I was a lead technician and good at my job until I suffered a devastating car accident in my work truck. The truck flipped and I was barely injured. Even though I was the victim and the police blamed the other driver, the company where I worked and its insurance company treated me horribly. Then I called the attorneys at Swartz Culleton. They referred me to top specialists who offered incredible care. They brought me back to good health. Swartz Culleton fought hard and got me a large cash settlement. Without Swartz Culleton, I don't know if I ever would have won my claim. I refer all my friends and family to Swartz Culleton. Swartz Culleton got me justice.
If you've been injured at work, get justice. Call 1-800-JUSTICE. That's 1-800-587-8423. 1-800-JUSTICE. Don't let the insurance companies take advantage of you. Call 1-800-JUSTICE. That's 1-800-JUSTICE.
Hear ye, hear ye. I bringeth thee a message from... a message from the king and his new trumpeter, Stephen. The king wishes me to convey his favor to thine team and thine tailgate. Not yet. He invites thee to let the Bud Light flow forth. And he also wishes me to tell thee that he toasts thee. Waiteth until the end, Stephen! With Game Day's favorite light lager and the slogan of his kingdom... Dilly Dilly.
Enjoy responsibly, Bud Light Beer, AB, St. Louis, Missouri.
Let's think about customization presented by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Liberty Mutual customizes your auto insurance so you only pay for what you need. So why aren't more things in life customizable? Why isn't a burger cheaper when you ask for no onions? I don't want them. So shouldn't you deduct the price of the onions? Right? Otherwise, I'm paying for the onions, but I'm not receiving any onions.
Go to libertymutual.com for a customized quote and you could save.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
Coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer.
Rematch. Canelo, Triple G. On Saturday, September 15th, it's champion versus champion. The sensational Canelo Alvarez versus the undefeated Triple G.
The best of the best.
And you not like the rest, now you're better than the rest. It's the fight of your life. Who gonna be the winner? They can only be one.
Canelo versus Triple G2, Saturday, September 15th, 8 Eastern, 5 Pacific, live on pay-per-view.
Live on pay-per-view from Xfinity. Order with your remote or online now at Xfinity.com/boxing.
We ride the practice dock. Throw one more loop, get back up, and we get thrown down. In order to be the best, you gotta work and have gear that works for you. That's why we wear Ariat. With a dedication to innovation, Ariat boots and clothing work for us, so we can work harder. We put ourselves to the test every day. We are athletes. Better keep up. Ariat and Boot Barn, the best is yet to come.
If you're tired of the same old Gentleman's Club experience, it's time you visit Creekside Cabaret, Montgomery County's premier destination for upscale adult entertainment. Make sure to check out Creekside's brand new Food Truck Friday starting this month with new local food trucks on premises each Friday night. And on Saturday, September 22nd, be there for the Daisy Dukes and Cowboy Boots Party. It'll be a night you do not want to miss. During football season, stop by for $3 Miller Lights and Thursday Night Football. Having a guy's night out, Creekside Cabaret is your bachelor party headquarters with a full bar and VIP bottle service always available. You can even start your night off right with Creekside Cabaret's Hotter Happy Hour from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. for great times and great specials, including $2 domestic beers, $3 imports, and $3 mixed drinks. Only at Creekside Cabaret. Open every Tuesday through Saturday from 4 p.m. to 2 a.m. at Montgomery County's only true gentleman's club, 3225 Advance Lane, right off 309 in Hatfield. Online at creeksidecabaret.com.
Hi, it's Jason Martinez here for Window Nation. It's back to school time. And to help you get educated about Window Nation, they're offering instruction on supply and demand. Beat the fall rush. Window Nation has extra capacity now, so lock in the lowest pricing before the demand goes up. With Window Nation's back to school sale, you get one free window for every one you buy. Wood or vinyl styles, buy four, get four free. Buy eight, get eight free, with no limit. Get an A-plus in savings and receive 0% interest until 2020. That's like a free ride until 2020. Use it towards your kids' books, clothes, backpacks, shoes, or even treat yourself. Call 866-90NATION or visit windownation.com. Get one free window for every one you buy. Buy four, get four free. There's no limit. Plus 0% interest until 2020. This is like free money. Do a little homework today. Get your windows installed before the cold arrives and save big during Window Nation's back-to-school sale. Call today at 866-90NATION or visit windownation.com. That's 866-90NATION or windownation.com and tell them Jason sent you.
This Bourbon Heritage Month, we're all about the sipping and savings at Fine Wine and Good Spirits. Offers end September 30th, 2018. Please enjoy responsibly.
97.5 The Fanatic and Bud Light are rewarding football fans every single week throughout the season. Visit 97.5thefanatic.com/contest/Philly to enter to win a Bud Light game day tailgate pack, which includes a case of Bud Light, tailgate gear, and other cool Bud Light Philly swag. Don't forget to visit your local distributor to pick up a case of cool Bud Light for football Sunday. Must be 21 to enter. Drink responsibly. Philly.
Welcome back, Joe Torti, 97.5 The Fanatic. It's amazing how things come full circle, right? We were talking about drafting and the 2012 draft in particular, right? I think that a lot of people before last season would have been like, you know what? We thought that draft was so great. It's not that good. Don't get me wrong. Fletcher Cox is really good. Then you got Michael Kendricks, who's a nice player. Vinny Curry, nice player. Nick Foles, who's Nick Foles. Brandon Boykin, Dennis Kelly. They have more. They had to have more. They had Marvin McNutt, who ended up not doing a whole lot. Brandon Washington, Bryce Brown, right? That before last year, people would have been like, oh, okay, that's like an all potential draft, and it like ended up being okay. Fletcher Cox ended up being good. We want Michael Kendricks out of town. Vinny Curry is who Vinny Curry is, blah, blah, blah. Now, you look back at that 2012 draft, and you got your most important defensive player in the first round, and then you got a Super Bowl MVP in the third round in 2012. It doesn't even matter that Brandon Boykin, oh, give him a shot to play on the outside. That was the conversation, like, literally forever. And after Brandon Boykin left, he literally didn't do anything with the Steelers, the Panthers, any other team that he went to. Michael Kendricks, we know what his saga is. Vinny Curry was part of the Super Bowl team and now moves on, gets his money from Tampa Bay. Dennis Kelly, well, you know. Pretty interesting the way that we looked at the draft at first and thought this is going to be the bedrock of a Super Bowl team. And then fell off of it and thought, oh, well, maybe not. And then by the end, we're like, yep, a couple of really important Super Bowl pieces came from this draft. It's funny how that works out.
Yeah, it had a really small shelf life of where it was exceptional.
Yep.
Because last year, if you looked at it right around Super Bowl time, you would say, well, first round pick, he's a stud. Second round pick, been a pretty productive player for the team. Right. Third round pick, been a productive player. Nick Foles is about to start the game into the Super Bowl. And now you have those two guys in between are no longer on the team. And Nick Foles may be regressing back to the mean, and now it doesn't mean as much. But for last year, that window, it was a big deal.
So you actually just laid out exactly what my point was. Do we see how ridiculous it is, how difficult it is to even say, with all of the information, whether a draft class is good or not?
None of us will admit it, but we get more wrong than we get right.
Of course. But right and wrong, it also changes with the year.
Sure.
And this is the 2012 draft. The players haven't changed. It's amazing how that happens. 610-632-0975. By the way, it is time, finally, for one more thing. And you guys might remember the NCAA tournament a couple years ago. Remember Ron Hunter, the coach of Georgia State, who had the foot injury and was on the stool, and RJ Hunter hits the three and he falls off the stool and everything else? I was saying, man, that stinks. Georgia State, a banged up coach. You're not going to believe this. There's another Georgia State coach injured on the job that I'm reading about here. Okay. Sean Elliott, who's the Georgia State head football coach. You might have seen him after there was a mini upset alert coming in. And The team went up 7-0 on NC State. Scored a touchdown. Was celebrating with his team, getting fist bumps. He got fist bumps so hard that he tore his bicep. Celebrating with his team. Now, don't get me wrong. If I'm Georgia State, and at any point I go up 7-0 on NC State, I am pumped, okay? I'm watching the celebration. There's no visible reaction from this guy at any point that he's in any kind of discomfort or anything like that. Unfortunately, that fist bump ends up being the prime example of the highest point in the game. Because then NC State proceeds to score 41 straight points as they end up losing, you might predict, 41-7. But he's celebrating that one touchdown. And you know what? You should, because your guys are never going to, you know, have to give back the touchdown they scored against NC State. But this has to be like one of the weirder coincidences that I've seen. Two Georgia State coaches on fairly big stages, if you look at this as a fairly big stage, the NCAA tournament's a huge stage, having these injuries and these issues happen, same school, same position. What is happening with this?
I feel like the next guy that gets a job at Georgia State, when he goes into the interview, one of the questions is going to be from the AD, like, are you comfortable with blowing major tendons and ripping muscles to secure this job?
Right, like, and he's going to be like, what's your, first things first, I love your campus, by the way, what's your workers' compensation policy for me getting injured on this job?
Because I will rupture a shoulder or rupture a muscle or blow a shoulder out.
Like, what? How is it? Now, don't get me wrong, I've seen other players, like Martin Gramatica hurting himself celebrating the field goal. Vontae Davis tore a pectoral muscle celebrating an interception.
Kendrys Morales.
Yeah, we've seen this before. But collecting a fist bump from your players, and I'm telling you, I just watched it again to see if I was insane. He doesn't flinch. There's nothing. Just bang, 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 bang. Fist bumps. And apparently ruptured a bicep. He's going to have surgery, and he's going to coach in a sling against Memphis. A nationally televised game. He's got to have his right arm in a sling against Memphis.
The guy that gave him the fist bump, is he Superman or something?
That's what I'm trying to figure out.
Like, I'm sitting here like, fist bumping my own arm, just trying to figure out like the motion of which your bicep would have to go. And now you're sitting there doing it, looking just as stupid as I did.
Yeah, like it almost, you know, like in Greece, like the mashed potato dance where you like do the fists on top of the fist, whatever. That's what it would almost have to be, like where you're flexed up and against your will, your arm gets straightened while you're still trying. I don't know. I have no idea. It's insane. But there you go. There it is. One more thing. Thank you very much to everybody who called and tweeted in. Really enjoyed talking to you today. And, of course, special thanks to Devon Givens hanging around and chilling with me from 9 until 10 o'clock. Very much appreciated that. Thank you, as always, are in order to producer extraordinaire Tyler Zuli, doing a great job on the P's and Q's and sound bites. I'm telling you, the meatloaf thing was perfectly timed. Very much appreciated that. I will be back on the air with you tomorrow, back in the normal spot, normal time, just you and me, 3 hours, hot on the heels of Devon Givens. And then you'll talk to me this weekend for This Week in Pro Football. We got the show on Friday. We got the post-game show on Sunday. You and me are going to be hanging out a whole lot. Looking forward to that. I'll talk to you next time. It's Joe Torti on 97.5, The Fanatic.